Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. I hope you're ready, because the bulls certainly showed up to close out the week.
They absolutely did. It feels like the market finally woke up from that midweek nap. We had the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both reclaiming their 50-day moving averages. That is a massive technical victory heading into the weekend.
It really is. And let's be honest, it was all about the tech sector today. We saw the NASDAQ up 1.3%. What was the spark there?
Two words. Micron. Earnings. They delivered a blowout report with a rosy outlook for the industry, and that just lit a fire under the entire semiconductor space. Micron popped nearly 7%, and it dragged names like Western Digital and SanDisk right up with it. It's that classic AI trade sentiment coming back online.
Right, and speaking of AI and big tech, we can't ignore Oracle. They had a massive day, rallying almost 7%. The headlines about TikTok potentially selling its U.S. unit to a group involving Oracle? That got investors excited.
Huge volume there. And don't forget NVIDIA. It's the engine of this market. It was up nearly 4%. When NVIDIA and the semis are leading, the market generally feels good. We saw the information technology sector as a whole up 2%. That is exceptional leadership.
But it wasn't just tech, right? We saw some interesting rotation. Industrials had a solid day, specifically defense stocks. What drove that?
Yeah, that was geopolitical headline risk translating into price action. President Trump made comments not ruling out conflict with Venezuela. Immediately, you saw the defense ETFs and names like Lockheed Martin and RTX catch a bid. It's a grim catalyst, but the market trades what it sees.
Understood. Now, on the flip side, not everyone participated. We saw defensive sectors like utilities and staples lagging. And Nike, wow, that was ugly.
Ugly is an understatement. Nike, down over 10%. Disappointing guidance, soft sales in China. It's a drag on the Dow. And it really highlights that the consumer discretionary space is still very hit or miss. Carnival Cruise Lines beat earnings and surged almost 10% while Nike collapses. It's a stock picker's market, not a sector picker's market right now.
Great point. Also, I saw some big M&A news hitting the wires. BioMarin buying Amicus Therapeutics?
That's the deal of the day, BioMarin picking up Amicus for nearly $5 billion cash. Both stocks ripped higher. It's a rare disease consolidation play. The market loved it because there's no equity dilution for BioMarin shareholders. It definitely put a spotlight on the biotech sector, which was already showing relative strength.
Okay, let's pivot to the tactical side. We are traders here. Looking at the closing action, what are the key levels and setups we need to watch for the next session?
All right, listen up. The S&P 500 is sitting at a critical juncture. We are looking at immediate resistance around 682. If we break and hold that, the squeeze is on. Support is sitting at 678. If we lose that, we could see a quick flush. For the QQQ, your line in the sand is 618 on the upside and 615 on the downside.
Got it. 682 and 618 are the breakout triggers. Now, digging into the price action, what specific names are showing continuation potential?
I am looking at Ciena, ticker CIEN. This is a networking play. It saw huge volume late in the day, expanding its range and closing near the highs. That is clear relative strength. If we get a pullback to around 229, that's a dip buy opportunity, targeting a breakout through 231.
I like the sound of that. Networking has been sneaky strong. What else?
Vertex Pharmaceuticals, ticker VRTX. We just talked about biotech strength. This one ripped to 460 and closed strong. It's an impulse move. If it holds above 458, I'm looking for a run to 463 or 465. The momentum is clearly there.
Any sectors or setups we should avoid? Where is the weakness?
Stay away from the gold miners for now. Tickers like HGEL and the GDEAN-XJ ETF faded hard into the close with expanding volume. That is heavy supply. Unless gold reclaims the 400 level decisively, the miners look like a trap. Don't try to be a hero there.
Solid advice. Don't catch a falling knife in the miners. One last one from you. I see Abercrombie, ticker ANF, on the list.
Yeah, retail is mixed, but Abercrombie is a beast. Steady accumulation all day, closed near the highs. It's knocking on the door of 121. If it clears that, we could see 123 in a hurry. Just keep your stops tight, around 119.
Perfect. So focus on tech and biotech momentum, watch those key resistance levels on the SPY, and avoid the precious metals fade. Sounds like a plan.
Exactly. The market has reclaimed the 50-day moving average, so the bias is cautiously bullish. But we need to see follow-through. Don't chase gaps. Let the setups come to you.
We will leave it there. Thanks for the breakdown. Everyone, keep your head on a swivel and trade safe. We'll catch you in the next session.
Happy trading, everyone.